The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, this week, another word was added to the ever-expanding Brexit dictionary, GINO, Government in Name Only, G-I-N-O. So many new terms have been introduced since the word Brexit itself was coined that it's hard to keep up. But what are the medieval methods this GINO is using to Brexit? And are the girly swat and the greased piglet, what are they doing at all to take back control? Tony Thorne, a visiting linguistics consultant at King's College in London, has been collecting some Brexit terms and sussing out the intentions of those who use them.
The rising tide of populism on both sides of the Atlantic has given rise to a whole new discourse. We've had a lot of new language to get used to recently. Exotic and unfamiliar terms, old terms given new life and weaponized. Slang, jargon, and slogans and catchphrases coming at us on a scale and at a speed not seen before in my lifetime.
Mr. Blackford.
You know, it's sort of the old school, the old rules of the new rules, the new rules of the old rules. These rules were here all along. And yet, here we go again.
I love collecting language. Now, let me just put this in here.
Believe it or not, I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius, okay?
I'm compiling a glossary of what I call the toxic terminology of populism. Just a few moments ago, I added the phrase medieval methods. This is actually a euphemism for torture used today by the UK government to describe what they intend to apply to get their MPs to back their latest Brexit deal. George Orwell, a long time ago, exposed the twisting of truth, the hypocrisies of political language, but he was living in a much, much simpler world. The language I'm working with, novel notions like the backstop, new idioms like dog whistle and dog pile, jargon like identitarian or factuality. This is not straightforward. It's not neutral or innocent language. These are expressions sometimes designed to baffle, bamboozle, bewilder, or manipulate us. Now, of course, it's something the advertising world has been doing for a long time.
Think how much dust and dirt settle on your skin. And makeup clings to your skin, too, and clogs pores. This same kind of dirt was made just radioactive enough to register on a Geiger counter.
Americans now refer to words as being skunked. That's if their meanings have become distorted and they become toxified, so that words like elite, metropolitan, snowflake, and melt become slurs.
This daughter of immigrants needs no lectures from the North London metropolitan liberal elite.
Libertarian, which once meant progressive, now refers to the far right. Politically correct, social justice warrior, and virtue signalling are insults.
It turned out he condemned Mr. David Cameron's belief in having a September sitting as being a girly swat, which I suppose was meant to be contrasted, Mr. Speaker, with his manly idleness.
When Boris Johnson calls his predecessor a girly swat, accuses a critic of humbug, the cosy, dated words are uttered with barely concealed venom.
All of these words are suggesting that we, because we disagree with him, we are traitors. We are not patriots. Nothing could be further from the truth.
In the UK, we still prize a sense of humour, and some terms do sound light-hearted. Cakeism is wanting to have your cake and eat it.
Let them eat cake.
This time, it was used by the EU against the UK for once. Gammon, which describes a ruddy-faced, furious male, invariably a Brexit supporter, the word is actually an expression of genuine hate by those on the left. There are some ironic phrases which I do find funny, despite their serious intent. One of these is airfix patriotism. The airfix company sold plastic kits in the 50s and 60s for making model warplanes, and dads and kids would buy them and stick them together with glue, evoking the heroic actions of pilots in the Second World War.
And I suppose you want to be aircrew like everyone else.
The patriotic rantings of the right today have been seen as based not on any understanding of our history, but on this caricatured, kitsch vision of a heroic past. The terms that irritate me, though, are the clichés, slogans, endlessly repeated. Take back control, get it done, the will of the people. Brexit means Brexit.
Brexit means Brexit.
Donald Trump is famous for the crudity of his language, but the metaphors used in political discourse in the UK have also moved further and further into the realm of conflict, warfare, occupation. First directed at our supposed enemies in the EU, traitor, betrayal, saboteur, are now aimed at anyone at home who fails to toe the party line with enough enthusiasm. The whole vocabulary of Brexit, including the word itself, is really unprecedented. It sometimes feels as if our whole reality is unprecedented, and we, whether we're on the right or the left, just wish it would all stop. But it's not over yet. There's a lot more verbiage, rhetoric, terminology to come.
Order!
You want a subpoena? Here you go, take them.
I don't gossip about people over lunch. I don't go drinking in Parliament's bars.
I'm sure she will take those words in the light-hearted spirit in which they were intended and written.
Order! Yeah, you're a very jocular fellow, but you're a little overexcitable today.